on your tablet, whichever you're using, to the book of Colossians. The book of Colossians, chapter 2. Colossians, chapter 2. Hallelujah. Colossians 2. When you get there, shout amen.
Amen.
All right, I'll wait just a few seconds on the rest of y'all. All righty. Well, I'm not going to ask anymore. I'm just going to assume that you're there. Okay, Colossians chapter 2. Amen. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this time that we have together. I thank you, Father, for the ones that's gathered here in this sanctuary this evening, Father God. And I thank you, Father, for all those that are viewing using other methods. I thank you, Father God, that they're on board. And Father, I pray that everyone under the sound of my voice will have ears to hear and have a heart to receive your word. Hallelujah. Your word will never, ever return to you void, but it does your will. It accomplishes your will as we receive it, believe it, walk it out in our lives. Your word works in us. Hallelujah. And may we be able to say like the Apostle Paul said, that you are working in us mightily. Hallelujah. You're working in us mightily for your glory. We thank you for it. Thank you, Father, for this honor that I have to minister your word. And Father, we will give you the glory and the honor and the praise for it. In Jesus' name, say amen with me.
Amen.
Amen. Praise God. I haven't finished the other series that I've been on Wednesday nights, but I'm going to deviate a little bit tonight since it is Thanksgiving week. And I want to, and I, you know, understand something. I'm not just looking for a Thanksgiving message to minister to you. Amen. All of the Word of God is very important.
Amen.
Amen. And so what I'm about to minister to you this evening, we need to use it 365 days a year. 24 hours, 365 days. Amen. And if I could remember what they were, I'd probably go down to the minutes and the seconds, but I don't know. But I do know there's 24 hours in a day. I do know there's 365 days in a year. Amen. And every 4 years we have an extra day called leap year. Glory to God. This message is important. Every day, every hour. In Colossians chapter 2. Oh, by the way, let me give you my subject before I read. My subject is having the right attitude. Having the right attitude. Say it one more time. Having the right attitude. And what I'm referring to is an attitude of thanksgiving. An attitude of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is just not supposed to be one day out of a year. We celebrate Thanksgiving, but Thanksgiving should be a lifestyle. You hear me? Amen. Thanksgiving is supposed to be a lifestyle. That's how we are supposed to live. That's the attitude that we should always have, is an attitude of thanksgiving. Always being grateful. Praise God. So now, Colossians chapter 2, I want to begin reading verse 6. Now, hold your word up, whatever you have, and just look at the person beside you right now and tell them if you're sitting beside anybody. If you're not, just talk to yourself. Okay. But look at somebody or either tell yourself, these are my instructions. Say again, say, this is my instruction. These chapters, verses, they are my instruction. This is what I live by. I know I'm going fast, but I want you to grab it. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, having established that, we will read, beginning at verse 6, Colossians 2, verse 6. It says, as you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord. How many of you in here have received Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? Come on. If you saved, raise your hand. Amen. If you ain't, we got the remedy for that. Amen. Praise God. And of course, I hope those of you out there raising your hands too, I can't see you, but if you're not, we'll pray with you and you can get born again. Amen. Going back to verse 6, as you therefore have received Christ the Lord, what are we supposed to do?
Walk in Him.
We're supposed to do what?
Walk in
Him. Verse 7. Rooted and built up in who?
Him.
See, that's what Christians are supposed to be doing. That's what born again folks are supposed to be doing. Getting rooted in Him, built up in Him. Listen at this. Established in the faith. All right, so we're supposed to get rooted, built up, established in the faith, as you have been taught. You've certainly been taught that here.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And then we're supposed to do what? Abound, right?
Amen.
We're supposed to abound. How? With what? Whoa. Now, based on what we just read, Thanksgiving is a lifestyle. It's an everyday thing. We should give thanks every day. Hallelujah. Now, I want to read this to you from the New Living Translation, beginning at verse 6, it says, and now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Amen?
Amen.
Yeah, they have it on the screen there. Let me read verse 6 again. Now, just as you accepted Christ Jesus as your Lord, you must continue to follow Him. Amen. And before we go to verse 7, that's what a lot of new Christians miss out on because they're not taught the foundations. I want to tell you something. When you get saved, that's just the beginning. That's just the beginning of a brand new life. Amen. Praise God. That's the beginning. Now it's time to grow. Now it's time to develop. Now it's time to get grounded in the truths of God's word. Follow him. Continue to follow him. All right, verse 7. Verse 7, New Living Translation. Let your roots grow down into him. Get rooted in him. And let your lives be built on who?
Him.
On who?
Him.
On him. Then your faith will grow strong in the what? Truth you were taught. And you will overflow with what?
Thankfulness.
Thankfulness. Hallelujah. Let me tell you something. If all God ever did for you is save your miserable soul and mine too. If all God ever did for us was change our direction for eternity, that's enough right there to thank him and praise him throughout all eternity. Now, some of us brothers that were here Saturday for men's prayer, we read the book of Jude, and I'm going to preach on Jude. I don't know exactly when, but I am going to preach on it, but you don't have to wait for that. I want to encourage you to read the book of Jude. Amen. Read the book of Jude. I don't want to get off message here, but I am going to say this. I cannot understand how a person say that they don't believe there's a hell, or that they don't believe that there are consequences for their actions. It's all through the Bible. But I recommend read the book of Jude. Glory to God. Glory to God. But let me get back on message here. Praise God. But we are to overflow with thankfulness. What I'm trying to tell you this evening, folks, is if you don't have it already, develop an attitude of thanksgiving. Have an attitude of thanksgiving. I don't care if your day, I don't care if today was the most miserable day that you had in your life, you still thank God. You hear me? You thank God. You thank God. For one thing, we're all living, aren't we?
Amen.
Come on, take a breath of, just breathe in. Now that was nice. That was nice. Amen. Now, Lord, I thank you for that breath of fresh air. We got to learn to be thankful in the little things. Hallelujah. Let me show you what I'm talking about. Turn in your Bibles to 1 Thessalonians. Hallelujah. May this Thanksgiving season be the best one yet. May this whole holiday season be the best yet. And don't judge it by what you get or don't get. Hallelujah. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Look at verse 16. two words in verse 16. What does it say? Amen. In New King James Bible, it says, rejoice always. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice always. Amen. So you mean to tell me that I'm supposed to be rejoicing all the time? You mean I can't take a misery break? You mean I can't take a break to just gripe and complain about things that's not right? Gripe and complain about things I don't like? Gripe and complain about people I don't like? No, 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 no. The Word of God says, very first verse we read, verse 16, rejoice always. Look at verse 17. That's three words. In the New King James Bible, it's three words. What does it say?
Pray without ceasing.
Pray without ceasing. Rejoice always. Pray without ceasing. Two whole verses, five words. But five powerful words. Pray without ceasing. Hallelujah. All right. We're gonna move right along. Look at verse 18. In everything. Everybody say everything.
Amen.
Come on, say it again.
Amen.
Amen. Now that word everything, that's a pretty deep word. Can somebody give me a definition? You know, help a fellow out. You know, sometimes you need some help with big words. You know, everything. Somebody tell me what everything means. You're right. It means everything. Nothing left out. Amen. Nothing left out. So he said, in everything. In everything. Do what? Give thanks. Let me say that again. In everything, give thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Oh, okay, Pastor. So what you're saying is I got to start thanking God for my cancer. I got to thank God for my poverty. I got to thank God for my wife leaving me. I got to thank God for all that. That's not what that said. That's not what it says. It does not say thank God for everything. It says thank God in everything. Hallelujah. You thank God in everything. As you are going through certain things, you are going through it blessing the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You're going through it blessing the name of the Lord. Stuff that happens to us, that stuff, 99.9% of it never come from God anyway. So we're not thanking God for it. We're thanking God through it. Knowing that God's bringing us out of this. Hallelujah. Thank him through it. Bless him through it. You know what? When you're thanking God and you're blessing God and praising his name, you won't be tempted to blame him for where you are.
Amen.
Lord, why this? And Lord, why that? And why you let this happen to me? And why you let, why? Just bless the name of the Lord. Bless the name of the Lord. Kick the devil out your life if he's in there.
Amen.
Amen. So in everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So listen, whatever state you're in, whether it's comfortable or whether it's uncomfortable, what is the will of God? Give thanks. Amen. Have the right attitude. Amen. Have the right attitude. Do you know you're easier to get along with when your attitude's good? Amen. And I think we all, including yours truly, have had to make attitude adjustments. You have to, when you realize, whoops, this is going the wrong direction, so you make an attitude adjustment. Anybody ever had to make an attitude adjustment? You don't have to raise your hand, but I want to ask the question. Anyway, don't raise your hand because I don't want anybody to tell a lie. Then you have to repent for it. So you don't have to respond. But how many of you are quick to make an attitude adjustment? Or do you choose to pout a while? And there was silence in heaven for the space of 30 minutes. Oh, glory to God. Amen. But you follow me. Amen. This is God's will. It's God's will for me to be cheerful. It's God's will for me to bless his name. Guess what? You don't give the devil a chance. And that's what he wants. But as long as you're blessing the Lord and praising God, there is no way he can get involved in the situation. Amen. When we were children, you know, we used to have little games we played, ball games and little stuff. You call one little game, what was it? Some of y'all my age, wasn't it called Keep Away or something like that? You know, you just try to keep the ball away from somebody else. You know, well, we need to do that with the devil. Keep away. Amen. So you understand something. It's God's will for you to bless his name and give thanks, whatever the situation may be. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, Philippians. Go to Philippians with me. See, we're talking about a lifestyle here. In Philippians, you're probably very familiar with this verse, verse 6. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6, it says, be anxious. I think the King James, original King James Version say be careful. But be anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. You see that? Be anxious for nothing. But in everything, by prayer, you should see that? By prayer and supplication with what? Uh-oh, there it is again. With thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. Amen. So God says, stop worrying, stop fretting. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you want. But you keep an attitude of thanksgiving. And you've heard me say this before. Many of you have. Maybe a few of you have not. But I want to repeat it again tonight, and God taught me this sitting in my bedroom praying about years and years ago, praying about some situations that we were going through and some things that we didn't have, and I'm praying. I'm about to lose a car and couldn't pay my bills and so forth, and so... You know, after a while, you know, you tend to kind of get irritable and upset and anxious and ready to, and back in those days I had hair, and you know, you're ready to pull your hair out. And that's not what happened to it either, by the way. You're anxious. But I heard the Spirit of the Lord say to me so plain. And I say the same thing to you tonight. Start thanking God for what you have. Thank Him for what you have. And don't get so focused on what you don't have or what you need that your life become plumb miserable. You're anxious. You have ulcers and you high blood pressure and all these things are happening to you, all because you're concerned about what's going on around you or what you do not have. And begin to thank God. Look around. Every one of you in this sanctuary today, every one of you that's listening to me, you may not have much, but you got something. You got something. I don't care if it's nothing but a penny. If it's nothing but a penny, begin to thank God for what you got. Thank God. Thank God for what you have. And that's what the Spirit of the Lord spoke to me. Begin to thank me for what you have. You're so focused on what you don't have. Begin to thank me for what you have. And I want to tell you, I did that and things began to turn around. I can't tell you when it turned around, exactly how. It turned around, though, because I began to thank God for what I had. And let me tell you something. Can I help you with something? You have some valuable stuff. There, you have some valuable things in your life. I don't know, preacher. You just don't know how things are with us. I'm about to lose everything, or this is happening, that is happening. Ma'am, sir, look around. Some of you listening to me and watching me, you have your spouse with you. You can't put a price on that. Both of you may be broke, but you got each other. What a blessing. Start praying for your spouse, thanking God for your wife, your husband, or your children. And we could go on and on and on. It's all about our attitude, folks. It's having the right attitude, an attitude of thanksgiving. So what if I don't get what I want for Christmas? I am so thankful for what I have. And I give God praise and I give God glory for what I have. And I'm going to leave the rest in His hand. I tell Him what I need. He told me not to worry about this stuff, but to tell Him what I need. Amen. And to bless His name. No, I love it. The Bible tells us to cast our cares over on Him because He cares for us. But what we do too many times is we say we cast it over on Him, but we lay it in His lap. But when we walk away, we take it with us. We won't leave it with Him. We won't entrust Him with it. We got to learn to trust God with our future. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I got to move on. You got to know. Always remember this. You got to know that God is more than enough. God is more than enough. Amen. When we give thanks, regardless of what our situation is, when we give thanks, we get God's attention. We get God's attention. Remember the 10 lepers in Luke 17, beginning at verse 12? Ten of them was healed. One, the one that got Jesus' attention was the one that came back and worshiped him and thanked him. Amen. Jesus' response was, wait a minute, weren't there ten? Where's the other nine? And the one that came back was a Samaritan, wasn't even Jewish. He came back to thank the Lord for what he had done for him. Let me tell you something. If you want to get God's attention, keep God's attention, you worship him, you thank him. We can go through the scriptures, even in the ministry of Jesus, of how many times he would give thanks to his Father. Amen. We won't do that. We won't do that tonight. What I am telling you is having an attitude of thanksgiving, not just during the Thanksgiving season, but every day, having an attitude of thanksgiving will get your Father's attention and you'll begin to see some things turn around for you. Why? Because your attitude is right. Your attitude is right. Amen. We don't want to be like the world, do we?
No.
And I'm getting ready to wind this up. But turn in your Bibles to 2 Timothy. Please, let's not take on the attitude of the world. 2 Timothy chapter 3. Yeah, I'm not going to read this whole thing. But verse 1 says, but know this, that in the last days perilous times will come, for men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents. What's next? You see that? That made the list. It's noted that this crowd in the last days, some folks are going to be unthankful. They're going to be ungrateful. Let's make sure that we don't take on that attitude of ungratefulness. No, things are not going our way all the time. It's not going to go our way all the time. But let's keep an attitude of thanksgiving and gratefulness to God. Because remember, we have received Jesus Christ as our Lord and our Savior, and we are to be rooted and grounded in him. I now belong to him. I am his responsibility as long as I do what he tells me to do. And one of the very important things that he's told us to do is to keep a right attitude of thanksgiving. Give the Lord praise, will you?
Hallelujah.
Amen. You can come on, Terry. We're getting ready. Two things I want to leave with you. I'm closing this out now. Two things I want to leave with you also. during this Thanksgiving season, and not just during the Thanksgiving season, but every day. Whatever you do, let's pray for others. Amen. Just remember, you may think you got it bad, but there is someone somewhere that's got it worse than you do. So let's pray for others, all right? And the final thing I want to leave with you is be willing to give. Be willing to give. Be willing to give. Well, Pastor, I just don't have everything I need right now. Now, you're in a good spot. You're in a good place to give. Amen. Remember the widow, Mike? She got Jesus' attention, didn't she? She gave all she had. And she didn't give it because Jesus was at, ooh, I better give this because Jesus is looking. No. She gave from her heart. Because remember, if she didn't give it with the right attitude, Jesus would have known it. Amen. He would have known it. But Jesus said, this woman has given more than they all. Because her attitude was right. Amen. Amen. Heavenly Father, we thank you.